see you twitching, useless wee lump.
That's not very nice.
Sorry.
I'm sick.
You're so small. I thought you'd be bigger. Does it mean something, having a small heart?
It would be worse if I was enlarged. And the right size is just weak.
Your wee lump.
Lydia and the Lump by Isla Bell Webb.
I didn't realise...
What?
How many people would be in the theatre when they... I'm so naked. I'm the most naked I've ever been. No clothes, no skin. My boobs are practically inside out. All my ribs are open like... No one's ever seen my chest wall before. Or my lungs. Or you. I've never seen you before. But all these strangers are there, just looking.
Poking and cutting.
I didn't know how many people would see. My ribs are so white. They look like teeth. And you're stuck in there between the teeth, waiting to be eaten.
What are you being so bloody morbid for? I'm the one who's dying here.
And when you die, where does that leave me? If you fail completely...
Oh, you'll be fine. When they take me out... And they put in a new one, you'll be fine.
Lump the second.
Don't laugh. It's me you should be worried about. They'll haul me out and put me in a medical waste store.
I'm going to ask them to put you in a jar, actually. Put you on my bedside table.
Oh, great, thanks.
Don't you like the idea?
Of my bloody corpse floating in a jar for all eternity.
Look, there's the Berlin pump. Plugging you in, twitching away. Does it hurt?
Everything hurts.
A wee lump.
Are you lost?
What? Sorry?
Are you lost? Just, you keep going by my door.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to disturb.
Who are you looking for?
Do you know where they do dialysis? My sister, she's...
Are you Thea's sister?
How did you...
She's the only other American on this ward.
Oh, right.
You're a floor too far.
What?
Dialysis. They're the floor beneath this one. She normally stays on this floor, but they have to take her downstairs to the machines.
Thanks.
Oh, Liddy. Oh,
thank you, Liddy.
Wow.
I know.
She's prettier than Thea.
How do you know?
What?
How pretty either of them are. You don't have eyes.
I'm your heart. I know everything you know.
I must be dreaming, mustn't I? Even though you're not meant to dream under anaesthetic, I don't think.
Does it feel like a dream?
How else am I watching like this? From above?
Maybe it's best you don't question it.
I didn't know your insides could get so... I'm not anything like the diagrams or those medical shows. I suppose things shift around naturally, don't they?
Are you ever planning on having sex?
What?
I'm just saying.
Aren't you the wrong part of my anatomy to be having concerns along those lines?
I'm concerned for you. You're 20 years old. You want to have sex, I know you do. But you haven't yet. You haven't even really tried. Ever.
Well, I've had two heart attacks in the last year. Hasn't helped.
Still 3 years before that, you were legal.
I never found anyone, did I?
Oh, you spend so much time on your own.
I don't. I see loads of people.
How many visitors have you had since you were admitted? Anyone who wasn't your mum?
People are busy.
Oh, you've got no friends. You've never had a relationship. I've been doing my best with you, Lids, but this is serious. Life is short. Once I'm gone, you have to promise you'll find someone.
Who am I going to find in a hospital?
Hello?
Lost again.
All these corridors look the same. You're my only landmark. I swear, even the nurses, they all look like each other.
Just turn left at the end of this corridor. There are stairs down to
it. I shouldn't really go down there anyway. She doesn't want to see me.
Oh.
Sorry, I'll go.
No, that's okay.
Tell her she's pretty.
What?
Tell her she's pretty.
No.
Coward.
Do you want some tea?
Oh my god.
Tea?
I have some, if you want. And a chair, and Wi-Fi. You can sit down for a bit if you're tired.
Wow. You're not helping.
I should go.
Right, yeah.
My way would have worked.
Shut up.
You know what? I could sit down for a sec.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to, like, disinfect myself? They're always worried that Thea's going to catch something from me.
No, it's okay. I mean, mostly. I'm okay for, you know, what this is.
Is it chemo?
No. I'm meant to be having a heart transplant. I mean, when they find me a heart. I mean, if they find me one.
Wow, that's,
Do you want milk?
Yes, thanks.
How's Thea?
Do you know her? I mean, do you see much of her?
Yeah, most of us with circulatory system issues are on this ward.
Right.
So, is she okay?
She's fine. I mean, she's fine for someone with minimal kidney function and crappy lungs.
That's how it gets here, isn't it?
I guess.
Ask her something. She's upset. Ask her something easy.
Like what?
I'm your heart, not your brain. Think of something.
Do you want to see my Berlin heart?
Oh, no.
What?
I have a pump working from my heart, from my left ventricle specifically. They plugged it in a few weeks ago. You can see it working. It's called a Berlin heart because of where they make them, I suppose. It's a German company.
What is wrong with you?
See it. See it how?
Most of it's outside of me. They had to fit me with a special one. Normally it's for kids, for people whose chests aren't big enough for a whole pump to go inside with your heart. Do you want to see?
I am. Kinda, yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's kind of cool, right? I'm like a cyborg.
That's insane. Is that your blood in there?
Yeah. See how it's pumping down this tube? Then it swirls around the little chamber, then back up here.
Christ.
It's a little weird, I know. I mean...
But it's cool. I wish Thea could get something just stuck in her to help her kidneys, you know? So she wouldn't have to sit with those dialysis machines all day. Maybe she'd be less... Anyway. Can you move about with that?
Yeah, kind of. The batteries and stuff are all plugged in over here, but it can all go in this little wheelie case. So if I want to go on some grand adventure to the cafe downstairs and back, I just pack it all up in the case and off I go. Gotta make sure to charge everything before, though.
So you're like an iPhone now?
Yeah, sort of. I get more battery life than one of those, though.
Can I touch it?
Okay.
It's warm.
Yeah, from my blood inside.
I should go.
Okay.
I'll see you around, Liddy.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
You said to ask her something else.
Christ. Must be a bit of a reality check, though.
What?
to see me, to see all of yourself bleed out. You're no different to anyone. There's nothing celestial in there. Just meat.
And my heart. My failing, talking heart.
You're real. Look at you. You're a real person. Made of veins and blood and muscle. You're no metaphor. You're no miracle. You're not a character in a story or an actor in a film. You're a person. Like everyone. You can do anything anyone else can do.
Like have sex, you mean?
Or make friends, or kiss a pretty girl because you want to.
I'll miss you when they take you out.
Just make sure to keep my jar clean.
How are you feeling?
Chest hurts.
I guess that's not surprising. I heard you had the operation. The nurse said you were okay?
There's a lot of words for what I am right now. Can you pass me water?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're okay. I mean, you were nice to me that time.
It's nothing.
Oh, what's wrong?
They took my heart out.
But they gave you a new one, right?
It's not the same.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
I liked her. My old heart. She was mine. She was mine.
Well, don't cry. I'm sure you'll get used to the new one.
Do you want to kiss me?
What?
I made her a promise. My old heart. I promised her I'd...
Kiss me?
Yes, sort of. I think.
How much morphine have they got you on exactly?
Only... quite a lot, actually, I think. Are my insides supposed to feel this warm?
If I kiss you, will you stop crying?
I think so.
Okay. Better?
A little bit. You should do it again, to be sure.
Maybe when you're a little less high.
Really?
I'll see you in a couple days, okay?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Awake again. You need anything, my lovely?
No, thanks.
Nice visitor you had there?
Yeah. She's pretty. And American.
I was waiting for her to leave before I brought you this.
Hmm?
The surgeon said you asked for it.
Oh, hi, Lump. Hi.
You sure you want this here?
Yeah. Hi, Lump.
Okay, my lovely, I'll leave you to it. You press that nice button if you need anything, okay?
Okay. Lump. Hi. Lump, listen to me. I did it. Okay? I did it. You'd be proud, okay? What? No. Shh. I'm going back to sleep for a bit, okay? I'm going to sleep. Good night, Lump. Shh. No. Thank you.
Lydie and the Lump by Isla Bell Webb, Lydie was played by Roslyn Hill and Lump by Bethan Boxall. Kim was played by Phoebe Rose White and the nurse by Ali Bryce. The production coordinator was Chloe Atkins. The studio managers were Natasha Caffrey and Lauren Day. The director was Sophie Hawkins and the producer was Rachel Bird. Lydie and the Lump was a University of Westminster production.